Imagine what it's like to be in the Oval Office when the president gets his national security briefings. I mean, what do you tell the most powerful man in the world about the affairs of the day? How do you sum it all up and provide him with the overview he needs? Well, today, Public Radio Weekend debuts a new segment. It's called Good Morning, Mr. President. It's a simulated national security briefing, but we have a twist here. The actors are real. The guy doing the briefing is former Secretary of State Lawrence Eagleburger, and the person being briefed is former Presidential Press Secretary Ron Nessen. So let's now imagine we're a fly on the wall in the Oval Office.
Good morning, Mr. Secretary. Come in. I wanted you to brief me a little bit on what's going on in Iraq now that the war is over. The war is over, isn't it? I mean, didn't we win?
Yes, Mr. President, we won. But you will recall that some of us said many weeks ago that the tough part of the problem was going to be not the war itself, but what happened afterward. And I'm afraid we made some mistakes, not least of which was not being prepared to get in there as soon as the war was over and get the economy back in shape quickly, get the hospitals running again, the electricity going. And we're paying the price for some of that right now. And beyond that, I think it's now very clear that Saddam and his people had these weapons and these groups positioned, pre-positioned before the war was even started and ready to go at us when the war was supposedly over.
Who is this that's shooting at our troops now?
I think it's people from the Ba'ath Party and people who are loyal to Saddam.
Is Saddam still alive? Do we know whether he's still alive?
We don't know, but I think it's now fairly... You know, I had thought during the war we'd gotten him, but I think now it's fairly clear we didn't. I don't know where he is. Nobody knows where he is.
Is he directing these attacks?
I can't be sure of that, Mr. President, but what is clear is until we find him, and then we can say to all of his followers that he's either dead or we have him under control, these attacks are going to go on. They may go on after that, but they're certainly going to go on so long as we cannot demonstrate that Saddam is either dead or that we have him captured some way or another.
Well, I don't understand why we can't get the electricity on, we can't get the water running, we can't get the oil pumping. I mean, this is what America is supposed to be able to do.
We're getting it done now, Mr. President, but there is no question we made some serious mistakes early on by not getting ourselves prepared ahead of time to get those things done once we'd won the war. And I can only say to you, past experience should have told us those were the things we should be ready to do as soon as the war was over.
Is this more of that State Department sniping at Rumsfeld and the Pentagon? I'm tired of it.
Well, I don't think we're sniping at anybody, but the fact of the matter is it wasn't done.
Well, why didn't we think of this before the war?
The war was run brilliantly. I think it was a military tour de force. And, you know, having been in the military myself, I have to tell you, I think it was brilliantly done. What I think was not so well done is getting ready for the victory and being prepared to clean up the economic mess that resulted therefrom.
Well, it sounds like you're saying the Pentagon did a great job, the State Department did a lousy job.
Well, I don't happen to believe that the State Department is the one that's supposed to clean up the economic mess thereafter. That's not our responsibility. But look, I'm not trying to put the blame on us or anybody else. I'm simply saying where we fell down as a country, Mr. President, was in replacing the damage that was done economically and having sufficient force in the country to be able to deal with these guerrillas, if you will, that are sniping at us. And I think we're going to have to get very tough in our occupation policies for a while, even though that's going to affect attitudes back here at home when they see that we're being very tough.
Why can't we just give it over to the Iraqis? I mean, we got this council set up now. Can't we just turn the place back to the Iraqis and let them run it?
Mr. President, if you want a success out of the war we just won, you're not going to be able to leave Iraq for another 5 years at a minimum. You turn it back to the Iraqis, and what you're going to have is another Saddam Hussein in very short time, or you're going to have the Sunnis and the Shias and the Kurds fighting each other in a three-part civil war for the next decade.
Well, I have to tell you, this briefing did not make this a happy day for me, but thank you anyhow, and I assume you're going to be back here talking about this a lot more.
Mr. President, I'll try to come here and make you happy in the next few days, but I'm sorry if I didn't make you happy today. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's Secretary of State Lawrence Eagleburger speaking there back in his old official role. He was talking with former Presidential Press Secretary Ron Nessen, acting as President of the United States, both of them giving us an idea of what it would be like to eavesdrop on a national security briefing in the Oval Office. I'm David Brown, and this is Public Radio Weekend.